End of one. Concord nothing. Warsaw nothing. Tigers face a third down and four from their own 26 as we start quarter two. Roger Grossman, Will Shepard, Austin Elder with you. We are so glad that you are with us on a Friday. We know a lot of you were planning on coming tonight, and maybe the cold and rain kept you home. We totally get that. That's why we come to the games to do that for you. Third down and four. Ball on the far hash mark. Wide side of the field is the left side of the formation. And they will run it up the middle. And Zollinger will get a couple more yards. Actually, 1 yard to the 30, to the 27-yard line. Bart Curtis contemplating his next move. I'm sure he's already made it. They are calling an offensive play. From their own 27-yard line, fourth down and three, Warsaw will go for it. Zollinger behind Quentin Brock. Concord starting to amass at the line of scrimmage. Hard count. Brock looks to the right, looks to the left. 10 on the play clock. And now Warsaw's going to take timeout. 11:18 left to play here in the quarter. Warsaw and Concord are scoreless when we come back in 60 seconds on News Now Warsaw. Fourth down and three Tigers from the 27 in their own end. Brock under center. Option play. Zollinger pushes forward and he got the first down. And when I say he pushes forward, Quint Brock got behind him and literally shoved him the final 2 yards. He gets four. First down Tigers, their third of the game.
Let's identify that as a big play in this first half.
Yes, sir. They gave the ball to Zollinger, and almost like they were playing choo-choo train, Quentin grabbed the hold of his hips and just said, keep going, Reed, just keep going. From the 31, 10:55 left to play first half, no score, option play left, pitch back. Oh, and Ransbottom gets hammered back at the 25-yard line. Lake Simeon came flying by from his safety position on a blitz and hit him for a loss of 6 yards.
I find the alignment for Concord interesting. They walk their outside linebackers up out of their 4-3 scheme right to the edge of the defensive ends, and their middle linebacker is 7.5 yards off the football, and they're athletic, and so far we haven't been able to control the line of scrimmage.
Second down and 16 now for the Tigers. Brock drops to throw. Looking, he's under pressure. Throws to the near side, and it's intercepted. Picked off inside the 30-yard line. Milo Martinez picked it off. Brock panicked, to be honest, and he threw a blind pass right in the middle of the Concord coverage. And the Tigers have turned it over again with 10:06 to play in the second quarter, and they once again have a chance to take the lead.
The Tiger defense is going to be challenged right here with terrible field position and a sophomore mistake, and you're going to have to your goal here is to make them try to kick a field goal at the worst. You just want to keep them out of the end zone.
Concord will start from their from the Tiger 23-yard line, still scoreless. 10:06 left to play here, and starting from the Tiger 26. And this will be a reverse. Brevard trying to get around the corner, being chased. He gets hit and gets knocked into the Tiger sideline at the 23-yard line. Officially, that is a gain of 2 yards. Second down and 8 coming up for Concord as we pass 10 minutes left to play here in the opening half.
Formation recognition by the Tigers is going to be important all night. That was a very tight formation by the Concord Minutemen, and it seemed like the Tigers were ready and did a nice job of not allowing the flanker to get a big gain.
Second down and 8 for Concord. And they will fake the reverse, and Glantz will keep it. He'll be grabbed by the shirt, and Rosas won't let him go. He'll get a yard down to the 20. No, check that. No gain on the play where they mark the ball. It'll be third down and 8. Warsaw's done a pretty good job, Coach, on first and second downs. They got to win third down here.
Yeah, I think the goal here should be putting the quarterback on the ground. I think obviously knowing where Brevard is going to line up in this formation is going to be critical. And it comes down to communication on defense. you got to talk, you got to, you know, recognize the formation.
Play clock down to 7 as Concord gets the line of scrimmage. Now 4, now 3. They may have to burn another timeout. Craig Kaler marching up the sidelines to get the playoff. Play action fake. Glance being chased to the backfield. He's going to throw it on the run. Intercepted! It's intercepted by Egloff. 25, 30, out to the 32. Pressure on the quarterback, and he threw a bad pass. And Egloff stepped in front of it, and the Tigers have it right back with 8:24 in the half in a scoreless game.
Great job by Egloff. He recognized, number one, running a drag route over the middle, and he stepped in front. Just a really nice job.
Can I say it again without sounding like a broken record? The Tiger defense has done it again. The offense gave them bad field position and a bad deal to work with. And the defense just said, no, don't worry, Brock. We'll get it back for you. 8:24 left to play here in the first half. Egloff with the pick. Tigers at their 32. Quentin Brock under center. Zollinger behind him. And they run Zollinger up the middle. He'll bounce off. Come to the near side. 40. Blockers in front. 45. Turns upfield. 50. 45. 40. 35. And down he goes. All the way to the 35-yard line for the Warsaw Tigers.
For whatever reason, Chase Carl was aligned a little bit differently than he has the whole game. I don't know if that makes a difference, but obviously we got a big play out of it to his side.
They mark him down at the 35, so there's 10, 20, 33 yards on the game. Yes, sir. Good job, Austin. You're on it. 8 minutes to go. Tigers with their best play of the game so far. Brock will keep it, and he'll be tackled right at the line of scrimmage. Camden Bonds on the stop. Second down and 10 for the Tigers. 7:48 left to play first half. The Colliers Family of Brands halftime show is coming up, so stay tuned for that. Feels like we just started the game, but here we are almost to halftime. It's a loss of a half a yard, so officially it's no gain. Don't worry about Austin. You don't have to change anything. Second down and 10. Tigers get the play from the side. Play clock at 12 as they get settled in at the line of scrimmage. Ball in the near hash mark. Brock, option play, pitches back. Rands bottom, turns the corner, cuts back. Oh, leaps over a man at the 32-yard line, and they will mark him down to the 31-yard line. So that would be a gain of 4. Well, no, wait a minute. Hold on a second. Well, look at that. They gave him all the way to the 29-yard line. So mark that as a gain of 6. It's third down and 4. Third down and 4, Tigers. Ball in the near hash mark. Wide side of the field is the right side of the formation. Warsaw heading toward the north end of Fisher Field with the wind blowing in their faces at the moment. Brock settles his team. Takes a snap, and whistles sound, and flags fly. And there was some movement on the Tiger side, I believe. Yep, illegal procedure against the Tigers. Third and 4 becomes third down and 9. And this team can offensively continues to hurt itself more than the other teams are hurting it. Even if they get no closer, you're looking at another 51, 52-yard field goal into the wind, not likely. So what you're hoping for is like 5 yards to give yourself a better chance. Or just Zollinger's just busted into the end zone from here. That'd be fine from the 34, third down and 9. Brock will hand off up the middle. There goes Zollinger, 25, 20, inside the 20, and down to the 18-yard line. 17 yards for Zollinger. The quick hitter up the middle, Coach, has been big here in the second quarter.
Yeah, the center's doing just a wonderful job of controlling his gap, and Z is just hitting it real quick, and that's what you want.
And by the way, that's Williamson that's in there at center. He did not start the game, but he's in there now. 6 minutes exactly to play second quarter. No score, Warsaw Concord. There goes Zollinger again. Oh, he gets hit hard. Bonds spins him down at the 15-yard line, a gain of 3. Zollinger, no problem, gets back to the huddle. Tigers looking to break the ice here. Warsaw with two turnovers and a punt in their first three possessions. This drive started at their 32 after the interception by Egoff. And now it's second down and seven from the Concord 15. Brock, option play, pitches back. Oh, and Isbell lost the handle on it. He falls on it back at the 17. That's a loss of two. There was nothing wrong with the pitch there. That was just Isbell dropping the football, and now it's third down and nine.
And it was open.
Oh, yeah. He took a peek down the field to see what was ahead of him, and what was ahead of him was the parking lot. Third down and nine, Tigers. Wide side of the field now is the near side. Johnston out here one-on-one against Kamari Jackson. Tight formation on third down and nine from the 17. Option play, pitch back, ran spot. Got away from one man, got a block in front. 15, 10, tees to the five, race to the pylon. He gets pushed out of bounds at the one-yard line. First down and goal, Tigers, on a third down conversion of 16 yards for Warsaw.
Well, Coach Curtis is making them pay for committing to the middle of the field so much with our outside linebackers. That pitch happened so fast, it was incredible.
First and goal, Tigers from the one. Ball to left hash mark. Right side of the field is the far side. Brock, under center, takes the snap. Quarterback, keeper, and I don't think he made it. No, he did not. He did not, because Concord got some good push up the middle. Give credit to Christopher Adams, who didn't make the tackle, but he's the one that pushed Williamson back into the quarterback, Quentin Brock. Second and goal from just inside the one-yard line. Warsaw will take their time. 4:10 left to play here in the second quarter. Scoreless game to this point. Warsaw needs a foot and a half. Brock to Zollinger, and he walks into the end zone off the left tackle. However, there is a flag down. Nope, it's going to be illegal procedure against the Tigers, and Bar Curtis is furious. He's almost all the way out to the numbers to make his case.
I can tell you from experience, Concord's staff is in the ears of both the line judge and the umpire about that penalty against Warsaw. They do it every year, and it worked that time.
Second and goal now from the six. Actually, just outside the five. Brock, option play, pitch back. Here's Isbell. He's tripped up and goes down at the three-yard line. Tackled from behind by Thomas, who came from the middle all the way to the far side of the hash marks to make that play. It's a gain of three, and it sets up third down and goal from the three. And Isbell wasn't sure he had the ball on that one, or he'd had an easy walk-in touchdown. Now the ball's on the other side of the field. It's on the right hash mark. 3:20 left to play in the half. Tigers certainly in field goal range, but they want more than that. From the three, Quentin Brock under center. He'll take the handoff. He gives to Zollinger, and Zollinger's into the end zone for the touchdown. Reed Zollinger with his fourth touchdown of the year, and Warsaw has the lead. It's 6-0.
Very impressive play. I think the offensive line did a wonderful job. Daniels and Lawson and Kaufman up front doing great work.
So now Mason Smythe for the extra point. He is 7 out of 7 so far this season. Good snap. Spot is down. Kick is away, and the kick is right down the middle. 3:07 to play, first half. Warsaw 7, Concord nothing. We're back in 60 on News Now Warsaw. Tigers take the lead, 7-0 on the 3-yard run by Zollinger. And now Smythe to kick off into about a 15-mile-an-hour breeze, and it doesn't matter. Look at that ball. That's 5 yards deep into the end zone. Two touchbacks here for Smythe. And with 3:07 left, Concord will have the full 80 yards to go to tie the game.
What a weapon. That is really nice to have to make an offense go 80 yards almost every time.
Pressure on the quarterback. They did not get a sack on that last play of Concord's last possession, but it was just as good. A desperate pass over the middle. Egoff picked it off, ran it to the 32. The Tigers go 68 yards to take the lead. Now with 3:07 left to play in the half, Concord's got the ball from their 20. And Glantz will fake the handoff. Throw it quick out to the near side for Brevard. He cuts a field, 25-30, 35-40. He's the 45. He's still inbound to the 50. Turned around two or three times before he finally goes down at the Tiger 47-yard line. That's a 33-yard pass play, and Brevard did all of it.
Got to break down. You can't go flying by a kid that athletic and that fast. You have to break down. Put your hands on him and keep your feet.
Another first down for Concord with 2:47 left to play. Here in the first half, Concord has two timeouts left. That's Concord's fifth first down of the opening half. Thomas in the backfield behind the quarterback Glantz. And they'll hand it to him. And he'll run it right up the middle across the Tiger 45 and down to the 43. Heading on the stop with help from Woodward. Second down and six coming up for Concord. Concord's got two timeouts left in the game. And a new defensive lineman out there, that's Chase Carl, on the defensive side here on second down and six to replace Gabrich. Glantz hands off to Thomas again. He gets tripped up by Johnston and gets 2 yards down to the 41 with exactly 2 minutes left to play in the half. It'll be third down and four coming up for Concord. The Collier's Family of Brands halftime show is coming up, so don't you go anywhere. We'll have the first half scoring from this game, which right now is one sentence long. Concord's looking to do something about that. Third down and four. Glantz takes the snap. He'll hand off. Thomas just puts his head down and pushes forward, and he'll get right to the 40-yard line. Give him one more yard. Timeout will be called here by Concord, I believe. Timeout Minutemen, 1:27 left to play here in the half. Warsaw leads 7-0 over Concord. We're back in 30 seconds on News Now Warsaw. Roger Grossman, Will Shepard, our good friend Austin over here, man in the stat computer, doing a great job as he has for the first couple weeks of the season. Concord's offense stays on the field. 1:27 left to play in the half. Ball to Tiger 40, fourth down and three. Three wide outs left, one to the short side, which is the near side, and the right side of the formation. Thomas to the right of Glantz. I'd be stunned if they ran the football here. Glantz leans forward on fourth and three. Takes the snap, drops straight back to throw, looking, pressure coming. He's down, back at the 44. Isaac Beam got held and still got to the quarterback. And the Tigers take over at their 44 with 1:22 to go. Isaac Beam with his sixth sack of the season.
That's a big play from a senior when you need it. Very, very impressive.
That kid is something, isn't he?
I think he can play on the next level, and I would be a college coach that would be interested in his services.
Yeah, I think so. So here comes the offense on the field. Remember, for the fourth straight week, they won the toss. So all they've got to do here is run this clock out, and they'll get to start over to start the half with a full clock and a fresh set of downs. Quentin Brock under center, hands off. Salinger, there he goes, 40, 45, 40, still going, 35, 30, cuts back to the 25, and all the way down to the 18-yard line. Reed Zollinger starts inside, then cuts outside, and goes all the way down to the 18-yard line. 37 yards on the carry for Zollinger. And with 1:05 left, the Tigers still have two timeouts, and they are now definitely in field goal range. Whistles and flags fly. And it's illegal procedure again against the Tigers.
That's Ransbottom jumping just a skosh, but a skosh is enough for the official to give us 5-0.
That backs the ball up to the 23, 58 seconds left to play. Again, the Tigers still have two timeouts. Clock now runs. Coach Curtis would love to run this down, take a timeout, and kick a field goal to go into halftime up 10-0. That's a goal here. And they're going to run a reverse here. And it's Ransbottom darting to the outside and pushed out of bounds inside the 20-yard line. They will mark him down at the 16-yard line. That's a 7-yard gain for Ransbottom. I called that a reverse. It's really a counter. Mason Martz, I know you remember this, Mason Martz ran that better than anybody that we've seen here at Warsaw.
Yes, it's a great play, and it was a great time for Mike to call that. We've got plenty of time, two timeouts.
37.6 left before halftime. Brock, play action fake, looks, fires to the far side, got a man out there. It's Ransbottom with the 7. He's down to the 5. It'll be first and goal, Tigers. Ransbottom on a beautifully thrown ball by Quentin Brock. Makes the catch, and Warsaw calls time with 30 seconds left to play here in the first half. 7-0 Warsaw. We're back in 30 seconds on News Now Warsaw. Roger, Will, and Austin with you at Fisher Field on the home opener. We've got a lot to talk about here in the first half. Warsaw with a 7-0 lead with 30 seconds left to play, and now first and goal from the 5. They got a first down on that last play. That is their 7th of the first half. And Quentin Brock, who made a beautiful throw over a defender, dropped it right into the 5'8", 145-pound Ransbottom, who made the catch and sets up first down and goal from the 5. Brock from the right hash mark. Hands off for Dollinger. Spinning, driving, pushing, gets thrown backwards. He gets thrown backwards. They will give him half a yard. Clock still running, 20 seconds. Warsaw's got a timeout. They're going to go without a huddle. Second and goal. Now the ball near the left hash mark, and they will spike the ball to stop the clock with 11.9 left to play in the half. And now it will be third down.
I believe having a weapon like Smythe is something you don't want to rush and make a mistake here.
No. Actually, Austin, they gave him a yard for that. They gave him all the way to the 4, which I think was very generous, to be honest. So now Warsaw still has a timeout. So they're going to run this play, call timeout, run their kicker out there, unless they get a touchdown. Inside the left hash mark from the 4. Brock pitches back, Ransbottom cuts up field, and he's going to go down at the 4-yard line. And Warsaw takes a timeout with 7 seconds left. They ran that to the short side, and Concord read it and tackled it very well. So it's fourth down, and here comes the field goal unit onto the field for the Tigers.
You know, the way they are lined up, the Thomas kid, number 8, their running back and middle linebacker, he's allowed to just roam to wherever the ball is, and obviously on a pitch play like that, we didn't get anybody to get a piece of him, and he made a great tackle and kept us out of the end zone.
I heard a coach last weekend in the first full weekend of college football. I think you'll appreciate this and enjoy it. He said something to the effect of his best safety, we give him ball GPS. If you just tell him wherever the ball is, you just go find it. Whether it's a running play, passing play, you just go wherever it is. It's like, okay. I like the coach talking about that.
You got to keep it simple. That's key.
Smythe is going to set up for what is a 21-yard field goal. The hash mark is pretty severe, but he's a right-footed kicker, so his ball moves a little to the right anyway, so this won't be a big problem. Villema to hold it, Hobegger to snap it back to him to give the Tigers a 10-point lead just before halftime. Concord jumped. Concord jumped off sides. So that's going to move the ball forward a couple of yards, and this will be a sub-20-yard field goal attempt. Bart Curtis, I think, is going to not take the penalty. Offside called on the Concord defense. Warsaw's running off the field. I don't know why. I know why. Because there were some of the Tigers that assumed that they were going to go for it. With 7.2 left to play here in the first half. So Warsaw declines the penalty, which would have only moved it forward 2 yards. So this will still be a 21-yard try. Nothing's really changed from where we were just a second ago. To up the lead for the Tigers to 10 here on Alumni Night at Fisher Field. Good snap, spot is down, kick is away. It may have been blocked, and it's no good. It was blocked. Oh, what a heart-stopping moment for the Tigers. They get all the way down there and get to within a couple of yards of the end zone, and the field goal is blocked by the guy coming off the left side of the Concord coverage.
You absolutely have to chip him. Just a split second to slow him down. You got to use your outside hand and kind of stifle him just a little bit would have made all the difference in the world.
So that is the second time that the Tigers have had a blocked field goal this season. The other was at Michigan City. Concord looks like they're going to take a knee, and they do. And that's how the half will end. Warsaw dominated the second quarter. An interception set up a touchdown, and they had a great drive at the end of the half, which turned into a blocked field goal. 7-0, Warsaw with the lead at halftime. The Collier's Family of Brands halftime show is on the way after these messages on News Now Warsaw.